It should be no surprise to you that I love talking, and podcasts give me an awesome opportunity to talk to people that I'm excited to have conversations with, am curious about, and just want to know more about what they're doing, who they're helping, all the things. Podcasting has opened up new experiences for me, audiences for my business, and also helped me help others in a way that would be difficult to do if I were just blogging. In fact, last week I went to my old high school and mentored two young men on all things podcasting as they prepared to launch their own show. And it was a wonderful experience for me because they were two young men of color, and to be able to take time out of my day to support their dreams and to help them give voice to what they want to share was wonderful. I love that podcasting, similar to creating a blog or vlog, democratizes our ability to share our wisdom, entertain, and educate communities who are 100% interested in the topics that we're covering. But I've continued to see some confusion on how to best leverage podcasts from a brand growth perspective, and thought I would share some tips on how you can grow your personal brand and email list one podcast episode at a time. This episode will share the benefits of being a podcast guest, the art of pitching effectively, and how to become a guest that have hosts clamoring for you to come on their show and share your expertise. In order to get to the show notes, you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/podcast guest. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/podcast guest. This show is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. I love helping online entrepreneurs make money selling what they already know, and I do this in two different ways. The first is via my course, Make Money with eBooks. If you have a book that you would like to get written and need accountability, community, and basically a cheat sheet on how to market your book, this course is for you. The second way I help people make money selling what they know is via my brand building group coaching program, launching soon. Schedule a free 20-minute clarity call with me to work on getting your future products out there into the world. So if you're stuck on something, connect with me and we'll talk about it. It seems like a lot of people are still a bit confused by how podcasting should factor into growing their online brand and how to go about it strategically. What podcasts offer to smart brand builders is the following. It gives people the opportunity, especially online entrepreneurs, business owners, bricks and mortar business owners, the opportunity to share their brand story with targeted communities that 100% resonate with their brand. There is no guessing if they're a good fit or not for the message that you would like to share, especially if you've listened to the show as a fan. You're able to grow your email list by sharing resources that will help that community. Those resources would include eBooks, worksheets, mini courses like Do It Ugly course, basically just anything that will get people a quick win and also get them on your email list. Finally, podcasts allow influencers to grow their reach via sharing expertise as a guest while serving other communities. And the way you would do that is if you notice a hole, if you will, in the show's content that you could cover, you should do it. So how do you pitch a podcast effectively? First, do your research. Is the show a good fit for your expertise? Have you listened to the show before and understand how that host interviews their guests? And actually, if they have two hosts, can you differentiate the voices between the two hosts so that you can speak to each person clearly, like you can tell who is who? Are you willing to say no to shows that aren't a good fit, even if their audience could be an audience that you could serve? So maybe that show has the potential of being a great show for you, but maybe not right now. Maybe the show is too new. Maybe the host isn't used to interviewing people. Maybe they don't have a flow and a rhythm yet, and you can kind of tell by the show. It's perfectly fine for you to say no at that time and to give a look at them later, but you don't have to say yes to every show that's out there. I would caution you to not do that and just to pick the shows wisely. Here's what you need to do when you're sending your pitches. So first of all, be clear about the expertise that you would cover on the show. Make it obvious that you've listened to the show before and understand what the host is looking for. And finally, if they say yes, or if you're kind of in negotiations, read through all of the information that the host sends to you. And if anything is missing, send them an email and just ask the questions that you need to be asked so that there are no surprises if you end up on their show. So examples of that would be like the length of the episode. I had one show where it just, the length of the show was way too long, and I just felt it was painful for me. It was a painful interview. Weirdly enough, it ended up, when it was edited, you couldn't tell that I was in pain, but it was a really hard interview for me to do. One of the things that's starting to come up quite a bit is guests have begun to request money to be on shows. It could be a small remuneration, like $50 or more. And in my view, quite frankly, you do have the right to ask to be paid to be a guest. However, the host has the right to say a resounding no. And quite frankly, the fastest way to getting passed as a guest on most shows at this point in time is by requesting payment. Here's the thing. The podcast host is doing the following for you as the guest for free. They're helping you advertise your brand. They're giving you a platform to share resources. They're sharing you with their audience. And this doesn't even include the time it takes to edit, market, and grow the show, especially if it's evergreen content. So they're probably sharing your information, sharing that episode over and over again for the next year. So I do feel that people should be empowered to ask for what they want, but in this case, be aware that most people will say no. What you will need for the show. So if you decide that you're going to get into podcasting as a guest, you're not running your own show, you want to be a guest, you do need a good set of headphones so that you can have good audio on your end and a decent microphone. I've actually included links in the show notes in order to get to the products that I recommend. This is an investment of a maximum of $100. Like if you spend more than $100, that's too much. And the reason why you want the audio to be good is so that people can hear you and hear what you're saying. Honestly, the host will take you a lot more seriously because you're taking this seriously. Most hosts will also honestly request that you have headphones for the interview anyway. If you have like Apple earphones with the little microphone, that can do for the short term, but you might want to invest in the headphones that I've linked to in the show notes, which are the big ones that completely cover your ears. Typically, hosts will invite you to record your episode via a link to a service such as Zoom, Skype, or Zencastr. They will let you know what to expect after that. So if they're doing their job right, they will walk you through the steps. Finally, a good idea of the type of questions that the host will ask you. Typically, they will want you to introduce yourself. They will want you to share a little bit of what you do. And then ideally, they would have sent you some questions that they're thinking about asking. That's typically what I do with my guests is I let them know what I'm curious about. And I also let them know that the conversation is organic in nature and that those questions may change depending on what the answers are that you've given. If they don't provide those types of questions, just email them and ask them what they want to talk about so that you're not out there just floundering. Create a framework for yourself about what you would like to cover in the show and have links on a piece of paper or on a Google Doc that you can look at while you're on the show to make sure you are clear about your goals as a guest. So I find that it's a little difficult to, like, you can't always guide the show because that's what the host is for, unless the host is a bad host. But you don't want to arrive on a show with no clear plan or idea why you're there. And having certain resources that you want to make sure you share with people and having a framework in your mind, you don't have to share this with the host, but just having a framework in your mind of what you want to have happen on the show, that I think is huge because it gives you a point of reference and it helps you to communicate a lot more clearly with the listeners what you want to communicate. So don't just flounder, like have a plan. And I think that's super important. By the way, if the host is having an off day, there's some things to consider. So one, make sure to listen to the show before you interview to gauge if they're even good at interviewing. Sometimes you can tell. So there are a couple shows that I've listened to where it's hard and I don't listen to them again. I'm just like, whoa, like this is a painful show to listen to. If they aren't good at interviewing, maybe they wander in their focus, their shows are all over the place, don't pitch the show in the first place. But what if you can tell that they're a good host, but as you guys are having that conversation, maybe they're like, you know what, I'm a little off today. That's fine. If you're well prepared, you can kind of quote unquote take over the show and guide the show. The more you interview, the more you'll be able to do that. Like the more of a sense of how to guide a conversation you'll have. It's a skill that great conversationalists have. So just the more you interview with people, the more you'll be able to develop that. Now, if you're wondering, well, how on earth do I find the right podcast to pitch? Let me tell you. So first of all, do basic Google searches to see who's creating podcast content specific to your expertise. So you could go to Google Podcasts and type in the keyword for the type of content that you share. So in my case, I do online entrepreneurship, personal finance, that kind of thing. I also talk about Colorado. So I, on my other show, so I could do a whole thing on travel and I could search that way. Connect with other people in your online community and reach out to people that you know are already running podcasts that you know would be a good fit for your expertise. Do not pitch hosts with topics that they actually cover. So you don't want to pitch the exact same thing that they're covering, because what is the point to having you as a guest? What you would want to do is complement their area of expertise. And a good example of this is, say, for example, a host covers online marketing and all they talk about is getting page views via Pinterest. You as a guest could pitch a different way to grow page views. So you could pitch how to grow page views using podcasting. That's actually a really good topic. And that would complement what they're talking about, because then you could say, well, once you pitch these podcasts, you pitch a topic that you know will do well on Pinterest, and you create pins that are evergreen and then go from there. So see how I combined everything? So that's something to consider. Request show referrals. Just tell people out there that you're looking for shows, the type of content that you'd like to talk about, and have people refer you to those shows. You're not out there alone, so have people help you. There's an art to doing this thoughtfully and without upsetting the host. Most hosts expect their guests to pitch their products. And basically, I forgot to mention how to pitch your products. If you're wanting to pitch a product, which is not unusual at all, most hosts are expecting this, there is an art to doing it well and thoughtfully. And you need to think of it from this perspective. First and foremost, you need to be of service first. You're doing a soft pitch of your services via the show. Remember, you can share this show over and over again, especially if it's evergreen content. Help the listeners with a problem that they are struggling with via the actual show conversation. Then help the listeners with an additional problem via a helpful resource that they have to opt into to receive. Build a long-term relationship via email marketing, via your podcast blog or blog. So basically, they've opted in for your free resource and then you're communicating with them over time, and then you're able to pitch products because you've developed a relationship with them, you've helped them with other things. That is a better way to sell what you're trying to sell. It's very likely that most people will need more time to connect with you before making a purchase. At the end of the day, being a guest on a show could become the way you grow your online business. So I ask you, when are you going to pitch your first show? Make sure to grab the resource, How to Pitch and Rock as a Podcast Guest. Just go to the show notes in order to grab that. And I hope that this show was helpful. Let me know the next time you're on your first or second or 100th podcast episode. And I hope that the tips that I share in the How to Pitch and Rock as a Podcast Guest will help you rock your next show.